This is 89.1 KMUW. Up next, we'll hear from editorial commentator Richard Krausen.
When the news gets too grim, as it so often does here in Kansas, I seek solace in walks with our Airedale Lucy. We strolled along, Lucy enthralled with a couple of amorous squirrels nearby, and me feeling the warmth of another prematurely summery March morning. I thought about what a strangely-ish season we've just had. You can't really say it was winter, just winter-ish. Not much else in Kansas is ishy these days. Our governor is not right-wing-ish. He is a full-on conservative of the sort that would have been widely seen as radical in Kansas only a few years ago. Ditto for our legislature. Wide-eyed ideologues without an ish among them. Lucy lunged at one of the squirrels that had temporarily abandoned its lover to chatter at her, and I continued my Wordsworthian-ish reverie on nature as best I could. The blossoms on the early blooming pear trees put me in mind of the great wave of young voters I've seen lately, bursting with enthusiasm, especially for Bernie Sanders. I love how so many progressives have so much energy for this presidential election. I wonder where they were when our governor was getting reelected and our legislature was getting stuffed like a sausage with anti-progressives. These are the politicians that most affect our daily lives, not the president. Are these young voters just progressive-ish? Oh, well, I've got to quit seeing political metaphors amongst the robins and the daffodils. At least Lucy enjoyed some rejuvenation. For me, it was only rejuvenating-ish. For KMUW, I'm Richard Krausen-ish.